The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, the fallout from the suspended sentence given to Army soldier Cathal Crawhey continues. The Defence Forces are reviewing a number of cases where personnel have been convicted and they're still serving. We do have Conor Gallagher from the Irish Times back with us. Conor, as I was saying, Taoiseach Simon Harris on his way into government buildings this morning says the Defence Forces have questions to answer about Cathal Crawhey's case, but there are others you have found that perhaps the senior military officers have to answer for as well.
Yeah, this is becoming a wider problem for the Defence Forces that doesn't seem to be going away soon. So on Sunday, senior officials, basically the entire general staff of the Defence Forces, held a fairly hastily organised meeting to discuss the fallout from the Crawhey sentencing and the kind of public damage it could do to the Defence Forces. And one of the upshots from that meeting was an order went out for basically a list of all people with serving the Defence Forces with convictions and all people with convictions cases pending. And what they're looking for there is they're looking for other Cathal Crawhey type cases that might be coming down the line or that might come to public knowledge, which could cause further damage to the Defence Forces' reputation. So these cases would normally be referred up to the brigade or battalion level, but the Chief of Staff, Sean Clancy, has demanded a list of all cases which we go right to the top level, and now we know that that's also going to be given to the Taoiseach.
How many are we talking about here, and can you go into a bit of detail about one which you have, which is quite disturbing and very serious?
Yes, so we don't know. We know there are several. We know there are people in the past who have been convicted for relatively serious offences, including violence against women, who have been allowed to keep their position in the Defence Forces or who have not yet been dismissed, but that the process might be in train. One of those is the case of a naval service non-commissioned officer who committed a very serious assault on a young woman he was acquainted with, left her with permanent eye damage. He was convicted and received a non-custodial sentence. Strangely enough, same judge who sentenced Crawhey in Limerick. And a year on from that, he is still in the Defence Forces. So the senior military management have requested a report. They've assigned a general to investigate the case and why it hasn't been resolved yet. And that report is also going to be given to the Taoiseach.
Aren't soldiers automatically dismissed if they get a criminal, if they get a conviction?
No, and this is, I suppose, where a lot of the trouble comes in. Defence Forces regulations basically state if you get an immediate custodial sentence, then you are immediately dismissed from the Defence Forces. It's almost automatic. When you receive a suspended sentence or a fine, but without an immediate custodial sentence, then it's a little bit more complicated. It's basically treated on a case-by-case basis, and commanding officers have discretion on whether to dismiss someone, and the person, including people like Crawhey, have an opportunity to appeal any decision to discharge them. So that's why, you know, some of people have been allowed remain in the Defence Forces despite having convictions for offences like assault.
Would it require a change in legislation to allow the Chief of Staff to immediately to dismiss a soldier who has been convicted but hasn't received a custodial sentence?
Yeah, the Defence Forces, there's certainly scope for the Defence Forces regulations, which is basically like the law that governs the military. And it can be changed relatively simply to be tightened up and to make it explicit that if you have a conviction, say, you know, if you have a conviction for any kind of violent offence, you know, it's a cause for immediate dismissal. So, you know, it means someone is convicted for a road traffic offence, maybe they they're not jailed, but you know, that kind of crotty level of violence, it's an automatic dismissal. It's not a big deal, or it's not it's not particularly complex to change the Defence Forces regulations, and it's done relatively often. So that is one possibility. The Defence Forces certainly have been taking a lot of flack over the last week, and it's coming at a time of a particularly unfortunate time, given the Women of Honour Tribunal, last tribunal set up to investigate the Women of Honour complaints, held its first hearing yesterday, and that's going to go on for 3 years. So even once the controversy around Crotty dies down, this is going to be a cloud hanging over the organisation for a while to come.
What does it say about the top level of the Defence Forces that they don't know, or senior generals didn't know, how many people serving still had received suspended sentences?
So when someone is a soldier sentenced in, or sorry, charged in the civilian courts, there is a procedure in place where their commanding officer will go to court, and the purpose of the commanding officer's presence in court is basically to report back and say what happens, so that can be put in the soldier's personnel file. And that happens at lower levels, so it doesn't necessarily get all the way up to the Defence Forces HQ whenever a soldier is charged or convicted of something. The purpose of the current exercise is to compile a list of all those Defence Forces personnel into one place, so they can say definitively, we know there is, for example, 10, 20, 30, 40 people with convictions or with charges pending, and you know, some of these are quite serious, so we want to expedite any disciplinary processes that may be needed.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.